You're listening to SBS News.
Pharmaceutical company Moderna says tests show its COVID-19 vaccine will offer protection against the current new variants of the coronavirus. Researchers are suggesting the new variants may be spreading quicker than the regular strain, casting doubt over the effectiveness of inoculation programs already being rolled out globally. 55 countries have now reported the presence of the variant originally identified in the United Kingdom. 23 countries have reported cases of the variant identified in South Africa. Moderna says the current dosages of its COVID-19 vaccine still protect against the UK strain, however, are less efficient against the South African variant. Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College in Texas, Dr. Peter Hotez, says he isn't concerned but thinks extra booster shots may be required.
I wouldn't be overly concerned. I think the vaccines are still good or still protective, but we, again, this is why we need this extraordinary level of communication coming from the federal government on a frequent and regular basis.
Dr. Hotez says Moderna's findings do not prove the vaccine to be ineffective, rather show that it could cause a slight reduction in protection.
My understanding of the Moderna findings is that the virus-neutralizing antibodies to the original vaccine do cross-neutralize both the UK and the South African variant, but that the level of neutralization is down around sixfold for the South African one. Because the level of virus neutralizing antibody is still quite high, that sixfold reduction should not interfere with protection, although potentially it could cause a slight reduction. And for that reason, if the consideration is to give a third boost, a third immunization anyway, you might want to go with the South African form.
Pfizer and BioNTech scientists have already reported their vaccine holds up against the UK strain, though they have not yet reported data against the South African variant. Researchers globally are more concerned about the South African strain, known as the B1351, because it contains a different set of mutations. Pfizer and AstraZeneca, which is due to be approved in the European Union this week, have both announced they are having difficulty supplying previously agreed doses. European Union Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides says member states are not happy with delays.
This new schedule is not acceptable to the European Union. That is why I wrote a letter to the company at the weekend in which I ask important and serious questions. The European Union has pre-financed the development of the vaccine and its production and wants to see the return.
In the United States, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says he hopes 500,000 doses a week will be made available by the end of February.
Again, we have a supply problem, and we have a flexibility problem because we can't access second doses that are being held in reserve for weeks ahead and use them now as first doses where there's such intense demand.
Healthcare systems in the United Kingdom are at breaking point as coronavirus-related deaths climb quickly toward 100,000. British Health Minister Matt Hancock says vaccine supply is hindering progress.
Of course, the rate-limiting factor to this vaccination program remains supply. As we know, supply is tight. We've had a very strong performance in this past week, and I'm confident that the NHS will be able to deliver every shot that's made available to it.
But the fight for vaccine doses is leaving some countries far behind. World Health Organization Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the unfair distribution of vaccines will seriously hurt the global economy.
Last week, I said that the world stood on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure if it doesn't deliver equitable access to vaccines. Two new studies show that it wouldn't just be a moral failure. It finds that vaccine nationalism could cost the global economy up to $9.2 trillion, and almost half of that, $4.5 trillion, would be incurred in the wealthiest economies.
Global vaccine shortages have been exacerbated by many wealthier nations refusing to participate in COVAX, a global vaccine program co-led by the World Health Organization. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says vaccines must be treated as a right, not a privilege.
Vaccines must be seen as global public goods, people's vaccines. And that requires full funding for the Access to COVID-19 Tools Accelerator and its COVAX facility led by the World Health Organization.
Meanwhile, protests over difficult living conditions under lockdown have led to clashes in Lebanon. Protesters in Tripoli say their region, the most impoverished in Lebanon, is unable to cope with lockdown with little to no government assistance. Enraged protesters took to the streets with police dispersing crowds with tear gas. Lebanon is currently grappling with the pandemic amidst an economic crisis that preceded the pandemic and was complicated by the explosion in the port of Beirut last August. In Europe, riots in the Netherlands have been condemned by Prime Minister Mark Rutte as criminal.
In the first place, that it's untolerable.
To begin with, that it is inadmissible, and that any normal person could only take notice of it with horror. You really wonder what got into these people. That was nothing to do with protesting. It is criminal violence, and we will be treating it as such.
In South America, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has contracted COVID-19 but says his symptoms are mild. Mr. López Obrador's announcement came shortly after news that Russia will supply Mexico with 24 million doses of the Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine over the next 2 months. Sputnik V would be by far Mexico's most used vaccine, in part because Pfizer won't deliver what it originally committed to supply. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.